the artist Swamp Dog has been making and releasing music for 65 years. His first record as Little Jerry Williams came out in 1954. In the 60s, he dropped The Little and released a string of R&B records as Jerry Williams. Then in 1970, he started going by Swamp Dog and reinvented himself as an outsider soul artist. Plenty more zigs and zags followed, and now, at the age of 77, he is leaning into country. You hear it on his latest album, Sorry You Couldn't Make It.
A good song, don't care who sings it. A good song, don't care who plays it.
Beautiful. Well, Swamp Dog is in our studios at NPR West. Hey there, welcome.
Thank you.
I want to make you start at the very beginning. And I'm actually going to play a little bit of your first record, the one I mentioned. This is HTD Blues.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby, I'd like to tell you how I feel. But, hey, baby, I'd like to tell you how I feel.
You're 12 years old singing there.
Yeah, I was trying to imitate a blues singer. I thought that's how I wanted to sing. You know, all down, you know, the growl and thing. But I was too young to pull it off.
Yeah, it's the kind of voice you have to grow into, I guess.
Yeah.
How do you even go about recording and releasing a record when you're 12 years old?
Well, my mother and father, they were musicians. They had called in some people to record them. And they had told me that I could also record, which they lied. But I cried and cried and cried so much that they said, the only way we're going to shut this son of a gun up is let it. So that was it. I think we had about 25 copies made.
These were old, like 45 records?
No, we didn't have no 45s then.
What'd you have?
78s.
Oh, okay.
And we also had 16s. I bet you don't know anything about that.
Nope, sorry.
Okay.
I'm about to catch up with you.
Yeah. You remember who I am, don't you? I'm Muddy Waters.
Well, I want to ask you about your name, actually. Okay. And why'd you drop your given name and decide to become Swamp Dog?
Because I needed an alter ego, because I wanted to say some things. I wanted to be able to talk about sex, religion, politics. I wanted to sing about everything.
Yeah.
That made sense, I thought. I don't know whether it made sense or not. And a couple of the songs, I was on LSD for the first album, The Total Destruction to Your Mind. So, you know, if you want to sit down one day and listen to some incoherent stuff, you could listen to it.
Spirit dust, your hair, color red.
And why dog?
Do you have a dog?
I do.
Okay, now you can go home and he will have a little pile of something on the floor there for you. And you'll holler at him and you'll put him out on the porch. But later he'll keep looking through the window and you say, all right, now I'm going to let you back in, but don't you do that again.
Yeah, right.
But
you can't stay mad at him.
Right.
Yeah, good point.
Right. So that's why I became Dog, because a dog is lovable no matter what.
Let me walk you up to your latest project. Let me play you a little bit of Billy.
You ought to see Billy. He looks more like you every day. He's too young to remember. I guess it's better that way.
Who's this song about, or what's it about?
It's about a man who's been married all his life to the same woman, and she unfortunately passed, which is what happened to me. Wife passed.
I'm sorry.
Yvonne. And I look at it like he's out at the graveyard talking to her and tells her everything he's done and what they're doing, and he's not even screwing around, you know. He basically can't wait to go to heaven and meet with her.
Mm.
I wish you could have seen Billy this morning. He took his first step today.
You said earlier that some of your stuff from back in the 70s, that some of the songs were incoherent, your word. And they are, I will admit, listening to some of them, it's hard to figure out what some of them are about. But on this new album, it's clear you're talking about human relationships and aging and loneliness and longing. What made you decide to write about such concrete stuff?
Well, I've done it all my life. I just didn't record it. But that's what country consists of. Broken hearts and penitentiary and joblessness. It's real. You know, the other type of music, when things get bad, you dance, you know.
You so, feel it in country, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a natural fact, I can't live like that. Sleeping without you kills a drag.
You collaborated with some younger musicians on this. I was reading about Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, the singer-songwriter Jenny Lewis. What was it like to work with them?
It was great because I'll be, 78 in July. But I keep forgetting my age. And I go in and do things as a 20-year-old. I feel phenomenal. And I don't want a bunch of old people around me. You know? Because
slowing you down.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have to ask the what's next question. You turned 78 this summer. What do you still want to do?
What I'm doing? I want to be on the road a lot. I want to make more money because there's still things that I want to buy.
What do you still want to buy?
Well, I in 1970, I had a 69 and a half silver Shadow Rolls, but I drove it to death. I just want to get me another Rolls.
Good, better, and best. That's the only kind.
Well, this has been an experience, and this has been a lot of fun. Swamp Dog, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You'll be invoiced.
I'm chipping in for the Rolls, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that would be my pleasure. Swamp Dog, thank you.
Thank you.
His latest album is Sorry You Couldn't Make It.
All of them sweet as a Georgia bee.